The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina. It's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton and, of course, Frank Bird, our producer tonight or today in our studio. Good morning, coach, and appreciate you being here this morning. Off week this week as you guys had a chance to kind of, you know, rest and heal a little bit and put some things into place and get things, really ready, I guess, for the second stages of the season. It's kind of your second season. Talk a little bit about what that off week looked like, if you would, and maybe, you know, what the things were, the tones and the ideas and themes were this week that you guys talked about.
I'll tell you, the big thing is we came out and we practiced Monday through Wednesday in full gear and kind of kept at a regular type practices. And, of course, we scrimmaged against each other and all those good things. Thursday was a day we kind of took off and used it as a conditioning day and, let the kids play around a little bit on the field there before the middle school came out and played. And everybody came out healthy. I think that's a big thing and kind of caught our wind a little bit. And, you know, now we're ready for a 7-week push.
So you're going in, and that's a great segue to what we want to talk about. You're going into that second season, I guess, a little bit. And one of the things we talked about last week a little bit, I think it's interesting with our schedule, is that typically, based on the schedule that we have, the idea was that you would play the conference or the division that you're not a part of at the beginning and then finish up with the teams that are in your division. But because of the switches and not really changing everything in terms of the schedule, in terms of the conference schedule, you're going to play, for the most part, the 3A portion at the beginning, which will give you the 2A portion on the back end, because we were part of 2A last year. And I think that might be an advantage as we go down the line. You're going to have those big games here now as opposed to playing those big games first and second week of November. But when you look at that, is that something that's, you know, kind of entered your mind, and how can we use that maybe as an advantage as we're going forward and getting ready for the playoffs?
You know, the big thing is I looked at it when I first came in was I didn't realize how tough of a schedule that was early for Pisgah. When I was at East, you know, Pisgah had to open up with East, obviously, and then you had West, who for some reason always seems to play Pisgah really tough, and then you turn around and you had Franklin. And then you got obviously the Tuscola game in there as well, and that's an early tough schedule,
right?
And not realizing that until I really sat down and looked at that schedule. You know, looking at it, we had one of the 3A teams bump down to 2A, and then you had two of the 2A's bump up to 3A.
Right.
So as we looked at the schedule in the conference meetings, we couldn't make the dates match up if we switched it back to where you were playing all the 2A's first and then your bracket of 3A's last. So we had to keep the schedule the same, and it fell the way it did. And as you look at this season, it seems like our biggest games right now, it seems to be the road games. We're going to have Irwin on the road. Obviously, we're going to have Franklin on the road. Tuscola's on the road. Looking at some of those, marquee matchups. So, we're going to have to be the road warriors a little bit once we get to those bigger games. But, certainly look forward to moving on to this week and getting to play East Henderson and, getting this conference schedule started.
Talking about having that extra week here for the bye, were you able to kind of take a breath and step back a little bit and make some adjustments, or did you feel like you needed to as you're moving forward, something that might have changed a little bit within the last week?
I thought, certainly I think we had to. I think as you get to a point like that, you got to look back and kind of reevaluate everything. Were some things that we need to make some changes, or make sure we fine-tune a little bit of stuff. You know, defensively, we feel pretty good about where we're at.
Right.
You know, made a few adjustments through the week offensively. You know, we had to make some personnel changes, obviously, because of Dustin's situation. So we were still dealing with a little bit of that and, you know, trying to get our kids to make sure we're in the best positions to be successful. And, you know, felt like we come out of this with some good ideas, some things that we will certainly test out this next week and probably continue to do it throughout the season.
I fought last week with Jesse wearing Dustin's number and going out there and having that huge game. We talked a little about, you know, from the, and you mentioned Dustin just a minute ago, from that perspective and, you know, what he means to the team beyond, you know, just carrying the football or playing defense. You know, that's still a young man that is part of the program and can benefit a lot of things. Do you see him in terms of a role as almost being kind of like a coach now when he's around those kids, particularly being a senior and with working with the young guys? What do you see his role as being right now in terms of helping with those things?
I think more of a leadership role than what he had before. You know, even though he was a senior, he was a great leader for us. You know, when he was in pads, I think he's even more of that now, even, you know, being without the pads on.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of laugh a little bit about it because Jesse has certainly put the pressure on whoever's going to wear two next.
He did.
And so I told those guys, I said, whoever represents that number better have a great night. I said, you certainly got some big shoes to fill. So excited to see what they come up with this week. This is a decision that those boys make. It's
mm-hmm.
not one that comes from me and the coaches. And, you know, they let me know before the game so we can make sure that the rosters are fine for the announcers. And, you know, we go from there.
Back in a moment. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Don't get caught in the holiday cash crunch. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill now offers layaway. Get that ATV, the scooter someone wants, or other items without pinching your wallet. Go to Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza and get all the details and get started. While there, check the end of summer clearance savings and September doorbusters. Hometown Hardware on Radio Hill in Canton Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. We got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, one of the things that Coach Presley and I talked a little bit about last year that he was pretty adamant about in trying to look ahead and trying to see where things were going, but he felt like, you know, say we, particularly last year since, but he's felt like, he said, Chad, I'm not sure that high school football is going to look really like high school 10 years from now is going to look like high school football right now. And the reason I say that is because of the rule changes in our understanding of injuries, particularly head injuries and those kinds of things. And, you know, he would say that he just felt like that the days of the way we're doing things now might be coming towards a little bit of an end. Certainly, you know, I hope that that's not the case. But one of the things I want to touch on today, because we've got kind of a broad picture, I guess, right now without a game from last night to talk about and look at, but is to look at some of those things. When you look at high school football in this state or high school football in this country, what are your thoughts on the future of it in terms of what it might would look like with the idea of these injuries and so forth being really front page news headlines just about every week now?
I think the technology, you know, in the shoulder pads and the helmets are just continuing to get better because of, you know, this being brought to the forefront. Obviously, the head injuries is, you know, is a big issue that people are looking at, and rightfully so. You know, we don't want our young kids to grow up and not have a future because of, you know, a head injury in football or anything like that. I think as you look back, you know, through the years, obviously you started with with the leather helmets back in those days, and then it kind of progressed. One of the biggest changes that I have seen is looking at shoulder pads, how big and bulky the shoulder pads were even when I played to what they are now. They're finding ways for once those kids are taking those hits for that energy, they call it, to disperse, and it's not taking one impact on one certain location. And I think the helmets, you know, the technology in the helmets is obviously getting better and better. I would love for, you know, for us to be able to say that the price of these helmets
were
not going up as well, because, I mean, they're getting where you're looking at, you know, $400, obviously for a helmet now. You know, when it comes to safety of the kids, absolutely we're all about that. We want to make sure they're taken care of, but when you're outfitting, you know, 50 kids, I mean, you're looking at some serious money that you're talking about, in your athletic funds. But, you know, and I think I probably mentioned it earlier, maybe a week or two ago, you know, the state of Texas is already limiting how much contact you can have during the week prior to the ball games. I think it's something like maybe 90 minutes during the week that they can have contact. So, you know, there are still some things that are going to trickle down from all of this, and I expect to see some of those things here. You know, we watch, obviously, a lot, like everybody else, watch College Game Day and things like that, and, you know, those guys will go back and review practices of whoever they're at that week. And you're seeing a lot of teams during practice wearing, you know, padded covers over their helmets. So, like I said, the technology's coming. I think we're still going to progress in the way of what's looking best for our kids and the safety aspect. And that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Certainly we don't want this, game to go away. It's certainly something that's been a part of my life for a long time, and hopefully it'll be a part of my son's as well.
When you look at, and I would agree with my family too, but when you look at, you know, the changes that have been made in terms of rules, I think we are playing the game a little bit differently. I go back and I think about some of the tackles that we have made this year that 2, 3, 4, 10 years ago, no one would ever thought of throwing a flag for, because it was just a good hit. But we're so conscientious about, you know, player safety. And I think you would agree, it starts at the NFL level, and those terms and ideas just flow all the way through and get in everyone's mind. Do you think the rule changes that we've seen and the mentalities that I think officials bring to the field, are we in the right direction with what we're doing with those?
You know, I think that they are obviously looking at the safety of the kids. And again, I think that's the first thing that they need to. It is taken away from the game a little bit, obviously with, you know, protecting the quarterbacks. You're talking about NFL type stuff, protecting the quarterbacks and things of that nature. You know, looking down at the high school level, some of the biggest changes we have seen is the helmet-to-helmet contact. You know, where they're really looking towards what we call headshots. You know, the first week of the season, a very good tailback we faced last year at East that was down at Hunter Huss, kids actually going to Duke to play, was ejected from a game as he was, he was the tailback going into the end zone, and, you know, ended up running over top of a safety, and they felt like, the referee felt like he was targeting that kid instead of running around. And guys, I can tell you that was a great kid that we played last year. It was, you know, I talked to after the game, and, I know that, coaches down there appealed it, to the state, and the state upheld it. And, you know, they kept the ejection, and the kid had to sit out the next week. And I think at some point we're going maybe overboard with it, but I still think we're, you know, we're on the right direction of making sure the kids come first. Obviously, I still think there's some changes yet to be made, but, you know, this is where we're at right now.
Changing directions a little bit. When you go and you look at what's going on around us in terms of the region, in terms of the players and the games and the wins and losses and those kinds of things, what are your perceptions of where we are right now in West North Carolina in terms of football? I mean, I think we all came in with an idea that, you know, in our conference that East was going to be good, that Franklin was going to be good. We've hit on this a little bit in terms of maybe this conference is wide open right now. And then looking around us a little bit, Buncombe County and so forth, is there anything that you believe right now that you didn't believe, or vice versa, when you're going back and looking at July as far as football in the mountains right now?
No, you know, really, you're looking at some of the top teams in each conference. You know, obviously, you kind of start, you look in Buncombe County area, and you look at the MAC, and you look at Reynolds' schedule, for instance. Reynolds has played some pretty good football teams early, has some losses in there. I think their schedule has been certainly a lot tougher than what Irwin's has. I think that's going to be a great matchup, if I'm not mistaken. I think they play this coming week. So I think they're going to be, you know, tested really early and see where those two really good programs rack up. You look at our conference, I think you're starting to see three teams kind of step out of the shadows a little bit,
right,
and merge. And you got your middle of the pack bunch as well. You look at your Western Highlands Conference. Owen finally got back to playing, you know, this past week at McDowell. I still think they're one of the better teams in that conference. Polk got a win last night against East. They're starting to come around and look better. So you're getting some of those teams, like I said, coming out of those shadows a little bit, and you're starting to see some comparison of the good teams, I guess is the best way to say it.
But maybe not any real huge surprises so far for you?
No, you know, there's really not. You know, even you're looking at Smoky Mountain Conference, you know, Murphy had some losses early, and those guys are starting to come around, throwing up some big numbers. Robbinsville still undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, Swain and Tuscola went after each other pretty good last night, and Swain turns around and plays Robbinsville this week. You know, Spencer McCoy was the big off-season news with him transferring from Robbinsville to Swain. So
right,
going to be a crazy place, you know, attack ball game this week. And, you know, Robbinsville may be the biggest surprise so far. You know, as you look at the season, being undefeated, being 4-0, throwing up some really impressive numbers on offense. You know, it's fun as the season goes along that some of these teams are stepping out. And, you know, I see that Curtis has walked in. I mean, he's riding 2-game win streak.
Yeah, absolutely.
How great is that?
Tickle to death for him.
We're excited for him and things. You know, we're even wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, I noticed that. You guys called each other last night.
We must be on the same team. And for the North Buncombe people, it's not a Pisgah shirt. It's actually one of our vendors that does our helmets and reconditioning. So, anyways, neat to see this morning.
One thing I wanted to mention about that, and this is something I've always thought, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I've always perceived that if you look at gaps between the four levels of high school football, I would argue that the biggest gap is between the 1A and the 2A versus the 2A, 3A, and 3A to 4A. Would you agree?
You know, I think you can look at it. I think our 1A up this way is a little bit different. You just look at how tough those teams are. They're, you know, the teams, and it's funny now that I'm a part of it, the teams, you know, this side of Asheville, west of Asheville, just play different football. It's a different type of mentality. You don't necessarily have the greatest athletes that you see in the Buncombe counties and, you know, even in Henderson counties, but you just have a different type of mentality. They're just tough kids that play hard, and it really suits that 1A, especially when
right,
those guys get in playoffs. You know, they always seem to have the deeper runs and, you know, can go further in the playoffs. But, you know, I'm excited to be a part of this side of the 40 for sure.
You mentioned that, you know, going down the line and a different level and a different style, I guess, of football when you get west of Asheville. Do you feel like that's something that can play out well for teams out here when we go downstate and play in November, maybe December?
Absolutely. You know, I think in my experiences so far, you know, in the 13, 14 years I've been coaching, it seems like the coaches up here coach really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember when I was with Eddie at East and you know, we were struggling those first 2 years, and Eddie told me, he said, you'll do most of your hardest coaching in these down years like this, just trying to find a way to get wins and things of that nature. And he was right. You know, I think the coaches up here seem to work so hard at trying to get everything they can out of their kids. And, you know, when it comes to playoff times, you know, if you can find a team that you're even with or, you know, that may be a little bit better than you, I just felt like we always had a chance.
Yeah.
I felt like we could out-coach them. You know, and that's not always
yeah,
the case. You know, there's some very good coaches downstate, and certainly don't want to knock them either, but the thing that they get into a cycle of sometimes is winning with athletes.
Exactly.
And sometimes in
no adversity, perhaps,
exactly,
either.
Exactly.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
We'll be right back.
Pisgah football is a big deal, and you're talking about, you know, not just in terms of just, you know, with our fans, but I think that when we think about, you know, who we are as a community, I think we identify with two things. Number one, we identify with the mill that has sustained us for over 100 years and given us an opportunity to be and do things that a lot of the communities don't have that chance anymore. That's left. And then the other thing that we identify with is our high school. And I think that's a big deal. That's one of the reasons why I love being able to be a part of this, because I think it means so much to so many people. What do you see right now is, you know, your role as far as football and the football program in the overall picture of this community, whether it's the high school community or the community at large, Bethel and Canton and Clive, what do you see as the role of this program in that bigger community, Coach?
I think bringing the community together. You know, you get the opportunity to fill up the stadium, you know, put those people in the seats. You give the people an opportunity to talk outside of the, you know, high school area, you know, out in the job site and, you know, back at home and have those conversations. It is a neat thing, you know, coming from a place where, you know, we were able to have some success at East. We still didn't have that community and have that little town feel. And, you know, we always talked about that as coaches there. We wish we had that.
Right.
You know, the place where the old men gathered and talked about it, the barbershops and the restaurants and things like that. So for me being here, you know, that's obviously a change, but that's a neat thing for me. You know, I grew up in Roslyn, which is a small area, a lot
sure.
like Bethel up here
sure.
where we're at now. And, you know, I was used to that as a kid growing up. And, you know, you don't realize how good you got it until you're gone. So excited about being back here and being in that same type of environment. But I think it's a big role. You know, I think that you can look at a lot of things and the success that the, you know, football programs have in towns like this and how close the communities are. And, you know, it's exciting to see.
We've seen coaches that, you know they coach football and they're part of the, you know, they may do PE or a couple of weight classes or whatever and don't really interact much with the other. But, you know, from all accounts, and I'm very proud to hear this, and I know you believe this too, but, you know, you want to be part of that bigger picture too. You feel like that what your role and the role of your program is, you know, part of a larger system that you want to interact with and be a part of too.
It's a big deal, you know, and that was one of the reasons that my family and I went ahead and made the move this summer, got over here and got into town. My family, my wife, Bori, and children, Peyton and Bryson, are very, very much seen, you know, out in the forefront
yeah.
of everything.
Yeah.
We're not a family that's going to hide or shy away from any of that stuff. We want to be seen at places. You know, we're at the volleyball game against Brevard earlier this week. You know, got to see the Canton middle school play just a little bit on Thursday as well. And, you know, that's part of being here. You know, we're taking our varsity kids on Friday on game days.
Going absolutely. I think that's a huge deal.
You know, we're going out and reading to the elementary schools. You want your kids to be seen. You know, you want to be proud of your program, but you want your kids to be seen, and you want them to be respectable. And, you know, they need to understand the role models that they are too, to these young children. And it's been a win-win. I think the elementaries win on that side of it. And I think our program wins on it too. I think these kids are really having to take some, you know, a strong look at themselves, as they go in and read to these young kids and see how much admiration these kids have for them.
Absolutely. And they're able to, you guys, and I'm proud of this too, you guys have been able to make yourselves part of a lot of church communities in the area too. I think that's a big deal.
You know, the churches are feeding us on game days, for the varsity. We have a different church each week, and, it has been really good. You know, we've visited a couple of the churches and they've served food there, and then we've had a couple.
I bet those folks have been tickled just to see those kids at me.
And, you know, a couple of the churches have come to us, you know, got to see Coach Wright, last week.
Yeah.
You know, Canton first fed us, and of course you get to hear all the stories through the years with him coaching, and you know, it's good to make those connections, and I think it's important for our kids to get out and to see the different places in our community as well.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Layaway is now offered at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. You can holiday shop with plenty of time to avoid a cash crunch at Christmas. Lots of great gifts, including ATVs and scooters to lay away now at Hometown Hardware. Plus, September Doorbuster Fall Specials and remaining summer clearance. See Buddy Flynn for Valspar Paints. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. They're open 7 days.
Big week coming up for us. Home game, East Henderson. First of all, Coach, what do you think about things in terms of health? Is the bye week giving us a chance to heal up a little bit on dings and those kinds of things?
It has. You know, obviously, Dustin had surgery yesterday. Obviously, thoughts and stuff are with him. And obviously, he'll recover. I was aggravating his dad last night or yesterday when he called me. I said, did he go ahead and put in a bionic knee? He said, it'll be good for this
week. There
you
go.
And he said, no, he didn't quite do that. But, no, we seem to be healthy coming out of it. JV seemed to be healthy as well. So, like I said, looking forward to getting that 7-game push and seeing what we can do.
For you, going against a team that you had been part of and was your, obviously built so much, not just for you, but also for your family as well, being a part of that community. And now you're on the other sideline, and now you're wearing red and black, and when you're out there, have you thought anything about what that's going to feel like a little bit after, you know, because it's got, and everybody's going to talk about it, and it's going to be part of the thing. It's not, I know it's not about you, but that is, you know, certainly something to think about. How is this going to feel for you, do you believe?
You know, the biggest thing for me is, I'm sure it's going to feel different once I get on that field. You know, looking across that way, there's a lot of those young kids that, you know, spent time
Absolutely.
With me while I was there, coaches as well, and families. And, you know, for the most part, that community and set of parents has been really supportive of me and my wife, mm-hmm. you know, even being here. You know, they've come to quite a few of the ball games. They were here. A lot of them were here last week when
really?
We played Hazeville.
Yeah.
You know, came over to watch us. So that part's neat to see. You know, as far as the game goes on Friday night, you know, the things that I want to see from us, I want to see our kids play hard. You know, I want to see our kids get after it and play hard. I want to see our community come out and fill the stands. I want people to understand, you know, this is why I made that move. You know, you're proud of where you're from. You're proud of where you're at.
Absolutely.
But you want to make sure that, you know, you go out and you do the right things and you behave the right way. And, you know, beyond the aspect of it just being me, it's the first conference game for our kids, you know, and we've explained that to those guys as well. Listen, you got 7 straight. It starts now. Can't make the mistakes that we've made earlier if you really want to contend for a conference championship. We feel like we have the ability to do that.
Absolutely.
With the kids that we have and the things in place, the offense and the defense and the special teams. But, you know, we can't go out and play for those kids. You know, those kids are the ones that's got to go out and perform on the Friday nights. And, you know, I'm excited about the atmosphere for
sure.
our stadium
sure.
on Friday night. It will mean a huge deal to me for us to show up and play well and for our community to be there. I mean, I want our community to be there. I
and
want
be loud, too,
be
right?
Loud and, you know, be packed and, you know, the people from where I came from look over and say, you know, that's how it's supposed to be, you know, those type of things. So, like I said, just excited about that opportunity on Friday, and, you know, hopefully we come out of that game healthy as well and with a win and move on to the next week.
Certainly don't want you to, and wouldn't expect you to share specifics or anything like that, and we can make stuff up and put false flags out there if we want to, but is there anything, that any reason to believe that we might expect to have a little bit different look in terms of the way we're approaching things as far as offensively or defensively?
No, I tell you that a sense of urgency now. You know, we've been adjusting, you know, as the non-conference schedule has gone along and making changes each week. And, you know, feel like we're to the point now we've really got to hone in on what we do and what we do well. And, you know, like I say, give our kids a chance to be as successful as we can be, no matter what we're doing offensively or defensively. And like I said, I'm excited for this seven-game push. Feel like we've got a really good chance to have some success in this. And, you know, right now we're still looking for a possible one seed in that 3A.
Exactly.
You know, that's going to be huge. You know, we've talked to our kids about it. We want to be at home. You know, if we're fortunate enough to get in the playoffs, we want as many of those home games as we can get.
Absolutely, and we'll look forward to it coming up next week. As always, Coach, pleasure talking to you this morning. Chuck and I will be on the air next week. 6:30 is our air time. We'll have the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock, we'll get started with the show. And, of course, 7:30 is our kickoff against East Henderson at the stadium. We need everybody that we can possibly get to be there and support these young men and these coaches and this high school. Big game coming up for a lot of different reasons. But that will be at the stadium next Friday night. Of course, Coach Chappell and I will be right back here at 8 a.m. next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell and for all of our producers and all of our sponsors that do so much to make this show possible every single week, we certainly couldn't do it without them. For Frank Bird, this is Chad Upton. Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.
The Brett Chappell Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell and Chad Upton, voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 Bethel. Brought to you by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Haywood Insurance Services, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza. The Brett Chappell Show.